Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the most compelling stories shaping the world of marketing, media, and tech. Today, we're diving deep into the business models redefining digital publishing, Apple's latest privacy crusade, and the evolving landscape of podcasts, events, and AI-driven strategies. Let's get right into it. Our first story is a fascinating look at the independent media brand 1440, which just nabbed a $101 million valuation, without ever raising outside capital. As reported by Adweek, 1440's CEO Tim Huelskamp revealed that the valuation, conducted by a large investment bank, was based on a multiple of 4x their roughly $27 million in annual revenue. What's striking is their lean team of just 27 employees and their disciplined approach. Everyone at the company holds equity, and the IRS requires a fair, third-party valuation for options and share pricing. Unlike many digital publishers that chased aggressive growth, 1440 bootstrapped from the start, kept its team small, and focused on profitable, sustainable scaling. Their flagship newsletter, The Daily Digest, is approaching 5 million free subscribers, and they're adding between 200,000 and 300,000 new subscribers monthly, with about half sticking around. Their ad rates are impressive, too, around $100,000 per day, with most advertisers rebooking. 1440's expansion includes a web product called Topics with 600 subject-specific pages, a YouTube channel with 150,000 subscribers, and a podcast surpassing 500,000 downloads. They're also gearing up to launch a new product described as an Instagram for curious people. The company's capital efficiency, about $1 million in revenue per employee, sets it apart in an industry where giants like BuzzFeed, Vice, and Vox Media have stumbled. While questions remain about how 1440 will navigate the rise of AI and events, their model of restrained, profitable growth is a standout in today's media landscape. Next up, let's talk about Apple's latest move in its ongoing privacy campaign. According to Adweek, Apple has launched a global campaign called Clingers, which uses absurdist humor to personify online trackers as creepy, chrome-clad characters who literally cling to users as they browse the internet. The campaign dramatizes the invasive nature of online tracking, contrasting it with Safari's privacy features. In the ad, a woman switches from a rival browser to Safari, causing the clingers to explode into smithereens, a visual metaphor for Apple's privacy protections. Created by TBWA Media Arts Lab and directed by Ivan Zacharias, the campaign is running everywhere: broadcast, out of home, digital display, social, cinema, YouTube, and on Apple.com. This move not only highlights Apple's commitment to privacy, but also cleverly positions Safari as a safer alternative in a world where data tracking is increasingly under scrutiny. Our third story is about the migration of podcasts to streaming platforms, a trend that's rapidly accelerating. SiriusXM just announced a partnership with Tubi to bring several of its most popular podcasts, including Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend and What Now? With Trevor Noah, to the free streaming service. Tubi has been a first mover in this space, previously signing a similar deal with AudioChuck in October. This move has prompted other platforms, like Netflix, Roku, and Paramount, to follow suit, with Samsung TV Plus reportedly having similar plans. The video transformation of podcasts is proving to be a boon for both the podcast industry and streaming networks, as they look to capture audiences that increasingly prefer video content. This shift is also changing how podcasts are monetized and distributed, making them more accessible and ubiquitous than ever before. Shifting gears, let's touch on the booming world of experiential marketing within food media. Netflix's acclaimed series, Chef's Table, is launching its inaugural food festival this August in Park City, Utah, with ticket prices ranging from $2,000 to a whopping $15,000 for the 4-day experience. This event is part of a broader trend where food and spirits media brands are investing heavily in live experiences. The Daily Pour, a spirits media brand founded by TV personality Dan Abrams, recently acquired the whiskey festival Whiskey Riot, its third acquisition in 24 months. Food and Wine has expanded its flagship event from Aspen to Charleston, and Complex acquired Family Style with plans to scale up its frequency. Even Eater, The Infatuation, and NYT Cooking are getting into the events game. As media companies seek new revenue streams and deeper audience engagement, the rise of high-end, experiential events shows just how intertwined content and real-life experiences have become. Finally, let's spotlight the business of independent podcasting with Naima Raza, creator of Smart Girl, Dumb Questions. In an interview featured in Adweek, Raza explains her approach to building a comedic interview show that's rooted in journalism and irreverent wit. The podcast is consumed across Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, with a focus on making every piece of derivative content a cohesive experience. Raza, who has an MBA from Stanford and 2 decades of media experience, is deeply involved in both the creative and business sides, monetizing primarily through sponsorships and live events, such as sold-out tapings at the Comedy Cellar. The show is on track to surpass $1 million in revenue in its second year, demonstrating the power of independent, video-first podcasts that meet audiences wherever they are. Raza's strategy of turning video into audio, print, and clips maximizes reach and engagement, providing a blueprint for other creators looking to build sustainable media businesses. That's a wrap for today's brief. From 1440's disciplined growth to Apple's privacy crusade, and from the evolution of podcasts to the rise of experiential events, these stories remind us that innovation and adaptability are key in media and marketing. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow for more insights from the front lines of the industry.